The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every Friday, we surprise Erin with a feature we've been doing for a while now, and she forgets.
Sometimes
every Friday.
I do, because I forget that it's Friday in general, because I think Fridays...
Oh my God, I live for today.
I think they're my least favorite days, honestly.
Who doesn't?
Hmm?
Yeah.
What? Why?
It's Feel Good Friday. Yeah. That means we tell happy stories. Instead of the usual Slacker Show, we find stories of good news. Now, are we springing it on you today, Erin? Have you had time to find a story? Do you want to go first? Do you want to go second? You want to go last?
Last time we all fought over a story. So.
And so this time nobody knows who's got what.
Yeah. So I will go first.
Okay.
In surveillance video from a North Carolina school.
Nope, can't do this one.
A 9-year-old boy stepped in to save his friend from choking using the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay.
He said that he learned this classic life-saving technique for clearing the airways by watching YouTube, showing that maybe a little screen time isn't all that bad.
So YouTube can save a life.
Yes. Shout out to Jason Branch, who nonchalantly saved the life of his 7-year-old friend, Darren.
Can I do a tangent that's not going to count as my story?
Correct. Go ahead.
The story that you referred to that we all fought over last week.
Mr. Bridger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The family, the mom reached out to us.
Yeah. They're in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we knew it was a Colorado story. We all came in and was like, all right, it's Feel Good Friday. I'm going to do the Colorado story. And he's like, I'm doing the Colorado. Who's doing the kid who crawled through the dark to save his grandma? We all wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Who got to do it? You got to do it.
Yeah. Well, I had pulled the audio clip, so.
Anyway, thank you to the family for reaching out.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm more impressed that kid knew how to search Heimlich, how to spell it right, to look it up.
I think he just saw the video.
Side note, pro tip, learn how to do the Heimlich on yourself.
You just fling yourself onto a chair or something?
Yeah. I mean, there's more details than that, but that's like the cliff notes.
Yeah, I do that every night when I get home.
All right. Are you going to go? Or am I
sure,
gonna go?
I'll go.
Is your story from Pennsylvania?
I don't believe so.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
My story is about a woman named Tina Crawford. It was back in 2014 when her 35-year-old son, Ira Hopkins, was tragically gunned down. There was a robbery that went wrong, and he was killed in that robbery. So some guys went to jail because of that robbery. One of them was, let's see, an 18-year-old, Jair, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Upon realizing he went to jail, Tina learned more about Jair, learned that he had lost his father when he was young, his mother as well, some other family members, turned to selling drugs, turned to this life of crime, and got involved in a robbery of a random person, which ended up being her son. That went wrong.
Mm.
She wrote a letter to Jair, who was in prison at the time, and the two became very close despite his role in her son's death. When he was up for parole, Tina spoke at his parole and said he made a mistake, but he's turned his life around. She helped him get his high school education, an associate's degree while in prison. Now he's out, and he helps her run a nonprofit. I'm trying to find the name of it. It's named after her son, the Ira Foundation, to help kids and at-risk teens. So a good story of where she could have chosen anger,
the revenge,
all of that. She chose forgiveness instead and has changed a couple lives.
Wow. That gave me chills.
Mm-hmm.
When you found this story, did you cry?
I did. Yeah. I did. I always cry when I read them the first time. And
that's really good.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm trying to choose between an old lady and a dog. I'm gonna go old lady.
Okay.
There is an 81-year-old woman named Betty who's a server at the Eaton Park Diner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I think I saw a TikTok about her last night.
I bet you did. So a customer came in. This woman can barely walk.
It was her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
She's 81 years old, but she's a server because Social Security's not doing it. She doesn't have enough money. She's like way behind on bills. Like she gets like $900 a month, but then her bills are like, so she has to be a server at this restaurant. This woman films her on TikTok and says, we got to get this 81-year-old woman. We need to help her out. So they put up, the woman I think believed she needed somewhere in the range of like $25,000 to put herself in a better financial situation and potentially quit this job. So you saw it last night. I think it kind of went viral a little
bit. For sure it did.
They have reached their $25,000 goal. This woman will be able to retire.
Awesome.
In fact, as of this moment, there is $262,000 waiting.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
The GoFundMe is still active. So go do something great.
Yeah.
I almost went on that one.
Come on, you can do it.
Feel Good Friday.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.